This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I was recently standing at the mailbox reading what turned out to be junk mail when a woman asked me a question. I wasn't paying attention, so I asked her to repeat the question. She bent down, stared at her dog, and said, "Oh, I'm just talking to Rodney here." Humans and dogs can communicate using both verbal and nonverbal behaviors. Well, it turns out that looking into each other's eyes, a so-called gaze, has both biologic and communication functions. Humans use gaze to communicate our attention, our intentions, and our attraction to other humans. This starts very early in that babies use gaze to communicate with their parents. Infants and other baby mammals depend on their parents to provide protection and food. The bond is crucial to survival, and the gaze is crucial to bonding. Well, dogs evolved from an entirely different branch of the evolutionary tree. Man's best friend, the modern-day dog, evolved from wild canines, such as the predatory wolf. These canines had little connection with humans until we started to domesticate them. Our ancestors selected those canines that had the greatest chance of social attachment, those who had a social temperament, meaning they were the friendliest, had the least fear of us, and were the least aggressive. Well, it turns out that the affiliation between humans and dogs may not be purely social. It looks like it has a biologic basis. There is a hormone called oxytocin that seems to mediate the social relationships called affiliations. In mothers, the more gazing there is with their infants, the higher levels of oxytocin, and higher levels of this hormone seem to drive toward even greater gazing. When dogs gaze at their owners, oxytocin levels rise, which is smelled by the dog, which drives toward increased gazing behaviors. This is what we call a positive feedback loop. Researchers in Japan reported in the journal Science that they studied humans with varying degree of contact with dogs. After carefully documenting gazing behaviors, they measured levels of oxytocin. The more gazing, the higher the level of hormone in both the humans and the dogs. The end result is the dog and the human bond. So it appears that the gaze has evolved through natural selection so that both dogs and humans benefit from the interaction. Dogs who bonded with humans were able to earn our commitment to their well-being, including providing them with food and housing. Those who did not bond well were likely to face harsh environmental conditions. As for humans, those who bonded with dogs seemed to have lower levels of anxiety and stress and higher levels of oxytocin. All of this suggests that evolution for the dog-human bond may have enormous benefits to both species. And all of this may have started with the dog tapping into a survival mechanism intended to bond parents with their infants. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.